and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Biden's farewell address to the nation sounds warnings about where the country might be headed with another Trump administration days away. He spoke of wealthy billionaires courting Trump, and as CBS's Nancy Cordes reports,
talking about the need to defend democracy. And the subtext there is not going to be lost on Donald Trump or his supporters here in West Palm Beach, because normally when Joe Biden talks about defending democracy, he is talking about Donald Trump, who he has described several times as a threat to democracy.
U.S. and Qatari officials say Israel and Hamas have reached an agreement regarding a ceasefire and exchange of captives. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the final details are still being worked out. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer in Tel Aviv.
In Gaza, the thought that Sunday would bring a stop to the bombing brought crowds into the ruined streets. "This is the best moment in my life," this woman said. "Thank God the war has ended." The deal stipulates 600 trucks a day of badly needed aid will start to flow into Gaza.
On Capitol Hill, confirmation hearings for some of President-elect Donald Trump's top cabinet picks.
Marco Rubio telling his fellow senators the post-war global order of free trade and movement of people
is not just obsolete, it is now a weapon being used against us.
Also suggesting that as Secretary of State, he'd work to get Russia and Ukraine to the table. Florida's Pam Bondi saying that as Attorney General, she'd return the Department of Justice to its core mission.
Keeping Americans safe and vigorously prosecuting criminals.
Bondi promising to work free of partisan politics while at the same time declining to dial back assertions that the 2020 election was stolen. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
With the winds forecast to die down, Los Angeles area firefighters work to contain the blazes that have killed 25 people and destroyed thousands of homes and businesses. Los Angeles Fire Chief Kristen Crowley also warns,
"When you look at the aerial view of the Palisades fire, you may not be able to tell, but however, infrared flights last night indicated there are still numerous hot spots burning within the fire footprint."
Federal transportation officials are taking more action over persistent flight delays. CBS's Jim Crisula with details.
The U.S. Transportation Department is suing Southwest Airlines, alleging it has illegally operated, chronically delayed flights, and disrupted passengers' travel plans. The agency has also fined Frontier Airlines for the same issue. JetBlue was recently fined $2 million for chronic flight delays because of, quote, unrealistic scheduling.
This is CBS News.
A riddle brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. It was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
The Bucks topple the Kings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks took command in the first quarter and beat the Sacramento Kings 130-115. Giannis Antetokounmpo with his 50th career triple-double on getting off to a fast start.
We had like a pace about us, I think, in the first quarter. And we were just making shots, too. I think we scored like 45 points, 47 points in the first light.
47, yeah.
So that's good.
In Madison, the Wisconsin Badgers beat the Ohio State Buckeyes 70-60. That was Greg Gard's 200th career win as head coach. Marquette on the road in Chicago went into overtime with DePaul, but pulled out an 85-83 win over the Blue Demons. In the NFL, Packers quarterback coach Tom Clements announcing he's decided to retire. He is 71 years old. Running back A.J. Dillon says he'll return stronger than ever. Dillon spent all of last season on IR with a neck stinger. He's set to become a free agent. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for some fun indoor entertainment, given the frigid temperatures on the way, here are some movies that might interest you. There continues to be no shortage of horror films, and if that is your genre of choice, check out a new take on the age-old classic Wolfman, starring Julia Garner of Ozark fame. Also opening in wide release is the comedy One of Them Days, starring Kiki Palmer and musical artist SZA, which tells the story of two roommates scrambling to pull rent money together. At the time of this reading, the film is pulling a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, Rose and SZA's acting chops have impressed critics. Coleman Domingo's role continues. The film Sing Sing will be re-released this weekend. And if you happen to be incarcerated, you're in luck as well. The film will be playing in correctional facilities all across America, and that makes sense since Sing Sing tells the story of teaching rehabilitation through the arts and is almost a perfect audience and critic score on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wava, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Snow and flurries will be likely in the overnight with our total accumulation an inch or less. Clouds will stay put and temperatures rising to the mid-20s by daybreak. Northwest winds will develop. They'll be gusty. Mostly cloudy, breezy Thursday, lower 30s. Right now, it's 19.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special edition. Jeff Wright, candidate for Wisconsin Superintendent of Public Instructions, will be here live. We'll spend a half an hour getting to know him and why he wants the job. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy, what is it, Wednesday? Thursday? We've got a lot to talk about today. A lot going on. In the second hour of the program, by the way, we're going to have... kind of an interesting time. Congressman Mark Pocan will be with us for the hour, taking your calls. I want to start out with the fatal flaw, believing that you can negotiate with evil without becoming its victim. We'll get to that in just a second. Also, what Republicans specifically are planning to cut to pay for the tax breaks for Elon and Mark and Donald, and Putin's trolls have a new message for Americans. I'll tell you all about that. As I mentioned, the second hour will be Congressman Mark Pocan. Our third hour, how doctors are pushing medical credit cards, 26% interest credit cards on patients and apparently being paid to do so. We have a banking industry turning our physicians into predators. Surprise, surprise, right? Also, the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, just came out with a report on how big pharmaceutical middlemen are cashing in on your misery. This is shocking. And in the third hour of our program, and also a federal judge in Texas has blocked the U.S. Food and Drug Administration from enforcing a requirement that cigarette packages and advertisements contain graphic warnings. Republicans, Republican toadies, the guy, of course, is a Trump appointee, doing the business of big business. It's incredible. We'll talk about that in the third hour of the program. But I want to get into this whole thing of basically evil. The Oxford Dictionary defines evil as a force that causes bad things to happen, which is, kind of a nice general explanation. And when I look at the GOP, at the Republican Party, I struggle for a way to not call it evil. This is a party that is now fully in the service of a fossil fuel industry that is actively destroying our planet and knows that they're doing it and pays people to deny that, or at least has in the past. They are in the service of a for-profit health insurance industry that, according to the British journal The Lancet, is responsible for 65,000 Americans dying every year unnecessarily because insurance companies denied them preventative or any other form of care. They are completely in the bag for a group of right-wing billionaires who appear committed to replacing American democracy with oligarchy. And, of course, as I've shared with you many, many times, I wrote a book about it, The Hidden History of American Oligarchy. The danger of oligarchy is that it is a transitional form of government. It's unstable. When oligarchs take over a government, it's basically a kleptocracy. The people get seriously pissed off, and one of two things happens. Either the country flips back to democracy. This happened here in the United States with the Civil War. It happened here in the United States in the 1890s through the 1900s, 1912, I guess you'd say, you know, the Teddy Roosevelt, William Howard Taft era. And it happened in the wake of the Great Depression with Franklin Roosevelt taking America back to democracy. So either countries flip back to democracy, has happened at least three times here in the United States, or in response to oligarchy, countries flip into tyranny. The Republican Party is fully beholden, 100% of its members, as far as I can tell, to the American gun industry, which is responsible for psychologically scarring an entire generation of children. My grandkids are having to do active shooter drills in school where the schools actually pretend that the school is under attack. I mean, we're creating trauma for these children so that this industry can continue to make profits. And the Republican Party is not only fine with that, they're enthusiastic about it. How do you not call that evil? For-profit movements to end or privatize public schools and keep college unaffordable. The Republican Party is totally in bed with an investment industry that is financializing housing, which is causing an explosion in homelessness here in the United States. When my father bought the house that I grew up in, he bought it in 1956 or 57. At that time, the average home in America cost twice the annual paycheck in America. My dad at that time was making around $7,500 a year, working in a tool and die shop, which was a good middle class salary in 1957. And he paid, as I recall, $13,000, might have been $15,000, pretty sure it was $13,000 for the house that I grew up in. So the house cost about twice what the average paycheck was. My dad was probably earning the average paycheck at the time. Today, the average paycheck in America is around $40,000 a year. Household income's a little higher because most households have two people working in them. But the average individual pay is around $40,000 a year. And the average cost of a house in America is around $440,000. 10 times as much, not twice as much. And the Republican Party is not just fine with that. They're like in bed with the industry that's causing this problem. And then you got the predators in the banking industry who crashed our entire economy, seized up the economy, freaked everybody out, required trillions of dollars in bailout during the George W. Bush administration. And Bush organized it in such a way that nobody was ever prosecuted. And to be fair, Obama bears some responsibility for that as well. But, you know, bottom line, the GOP totally in bed with a banking industry that basically crashed America and then walked away with billions. Many of these bankers who actually caused this problem walked away with billion-dollar, multi-hundred-million-dollar, or certainly multi-million-dollar bonuses and paychecks, and still do. And now a few Democrats think that they can compromise with these people. Yeah, let's work things out, like the Lake and Riley Act. I mentioned this briefly yesterday. Michelle Goldberg wrote for the New York Times yesterday about this, talking about how under this law, which, by the way, has a phrase in it, victims of the Biden administration's open border policy. Right. Yeah. That should tell you everything you need to know. But this law says that if a child of undocumented immigrants is busted for stealing a candy bar, even if they didn't do it, they will spend the rest of their lives in detention. The rest of their lives, even if they didn't do it, with no due process, no trial. It's essentially a complete suspension of the 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th Amendments to the Constitution. And yet you've got John Fetterman and Ruben Gallego saying, yeah, we'll co-sponsor this legislation. You've got a bunch of Democrats in the Senate saying, yeah, we'll vote for it. Really? Shouldn't they have known that if the Republicans are proposing anything that has anything to do with immigration? I mean, it's really hard to read the bill. I read the bill yesterday when I was writing this piece. And the problem with this Lake and Riley Act is that you can't really tell what it says, because most of what it says is you know, amend paragraph 3, section 2 of legislation 301-9. You know, I mean, it's written in a way that it's not obvious how bad it is. The bottom line is you can't compromise with evil. I realize there may be some times and some places where Republicans and Democrats can get together and, you know, do things that need to be done. But by and large, I mean, look at this. Mike Johnson comes out yesterday after his own state got $1.7 billion in federal aid during hurricanes Laura, Delta, and Ida. His own state of Louisiana. $1.7 billion. Not a peep from President Biden. And comes out and says, you know, I think there should be conditions on aid for California. Conditions? Really, we're going to play politics with you know, making people whole? It's just breathtaking. Steve Schmidt over at The Warning writes, be nice to Trump means being capitulant. When it comes to kneeling in front of the man who Scarborough called Hitler, there's nothing civil about it. In fact, it's as indecent an act as there is. We got to be careful here. Democrats need to be careful. The next 2 years are going to be really, really dangerous.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Democrats need to remember Winston Churchill's sage advice. He said, you have enemies? Good. That means you stood up for something sometime in your life.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
Build your business with a partner you can trust. The Home Depot. When you join Pro Xtra, you get lower than shelf pricing and dedicated support to help you streamline your business and stay on budget. Get dedicated pro support for supply sourcing, custom orders, large equipment rentals, and more. At the Home Depot, we supply the support your job needs with the level of service your business deserves. The Home Depot, how pros get more done.
Wisconsin women's basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming live on the Civic Media app. Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, it helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. It's a new year and time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Well, now's the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, the events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Hartman. Freedom From Religion Foundation, ffrf.us/Hartman with two N's at the end. Or text Hartman to 511-511 to become a member today. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. So text Hartman with two N's to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/Hartman with two N's at the end and check it out.
A deal beneath the storm. Promises of progress, but the fire starts to form. They smile with sharp intentions. Their words a deadly game. And every inch you give them, they set your soul aflame. They'll dress up lies as compromise, but the truth is razor thin. You think you've won a battle, but the war is where they begin. On fear and power, evil doesn't compromise, it devours.
Welcome back. 22 minutes past the hour. No, evil does not compromise. We need to fight back. 34 things for working people that Republicans are now going to saying that they want to cut. Again, we don't have anything formal yet, but what happened was the Jody Arrington, the Republican from Texas, Congressman Arrington, he's on the House Budget Committee. I believe he's its chair. I might be wrong. Apparently via him, Politico just got their hands on this document about what the House Budget Committee is planning on cutting. You know, where the cuts are going to happen. How are they going to pay for the tax breaks for Elon Musk and for Mark Zuckerberg and for Donald Trump and for, you know, all the other billionaires. And here's the list. Number one. They want to repeal major Biden health rules. This is going to save $420 billion. They're going to do away with mandatory staff minimums in nursing homes. They're going to do away with prohibitions of discrimination in Affordable Care Act plans, telehealth and AI. They're going to do away with increased protections for people with disabilities. And they're going to do away with new network requirements for psychological services. So that they think is going to save them $400 billion. They want to, quote, strengthen Medicare for seniors. That's going to save them almost a half a trillion dollars. They're going to do this by doing away with what's called uncompensated care and bad debt. What this is Medicare reimburses hospitals that provide services to people who have no insurance and are broke, right? If you're poor and you show up at a hospital and they provide you with services whatever you need, it is paid for by Medicare. And, through this fund, it's a large amount of money. And these are called disproportionate share hospitals. So cutting this is going to save hundreds of billions of dollars. It's going to mean hospitals are no longer serving people who don't have insurance. You're going to have a lot more people die. And a lot of rural and small hospitals are going to close, particularly hospitals in poor neighborhoods where a large percentage of the people showing up don't have the money to pay for services. They also say they want to make Medicaid work for the most vulnerable. This is $2.3 trillion. They're going to put into place per capita caps on Medicaid. That will cut Medicaid reimbursements by almost $1 trillion, $918 billion. In other words, basically, Medicaid is just not going to pay for things anymore. They're going to equalize Medicaid payments for able-bodied adults. This is the $600 billion, $690. This is fancy language for saying, if you can't get a job, you can't get Medicaid. And of course, once you get a job, you're no longer eligible for Medicaid. So it's a real catch-22. And that's the Medicaid work requirements. Reimagining the Affordable Care Act. This is $151 billion in cuts they want to make out of the Affordable Care Act. Are you noticing a trend here, by the way? All of these things that Republicans want to cut in order to pay for tax cuts for Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg and Jeff Bezos, all of these things are things so far that take care of average, people and poor people in America, particularly health-wise. They want to repeal the public, the Prevention Public Health Fund, $15 billion. They want to, like I said, $151 billion in cuts to the Affordable Care Act. They want to, quote, end cradle-to-grave dependence. The first is reducing TANF by 10%, $6 billion, eliminating the TANF contingency fund. This is the program that basically costs us about $6 billion. This is the program that replaced basically, SNAP, food stamps. They want to eliminate the contingency fund, and they want to reform the so-called thrifty food plan. They say that's going to save $270 billion. This is basically cutting food stamps to hungry people. And they want to reverse the Biden climate policies. This is the first thing that they propose that doesn't mean less health care for people. They want to do away with the EV mandate, and they want to repeal the green energy grants. That's going to be $460 billion. And then they want to end the student loan bailout. That's $200 billion. And they want to cut $32 billion from federal employee benefits. And they want to do away with $200 billion in green energy tax credits and the child tax credit for people on Social Security.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's crazy. Meanwhile, the Russians are showing up on Blue Sky in a big way. I'll tell you about that right after the break, and I'll pick up your calls. What's on your mind today? Stay with me.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100
100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. In his farewell speech from the Oval Office tonight, President Biden warned the nation of an oligarchy of the ultra-wealthy taking root in the country.
People should be able to make as much as they can, but play by the same rules. Pay their fair share of taxes.
Israel and Hamas have agreed to a ceasefire deal in Gaza, and that includes return of the hostages.
In later phases of this deal, Hamas would release the remaining hostages, both alive as well as dead, and then there would be talk about reconstruction and talk about the issue of governance of Gaza.
CBS's Remy Innocenzio in Tel Aviv. Senator Marco Rubio was questioned by senators at his confirmation hearing to be Secretary of State.
We will never be indifferent to the suffering of our fellow man. But ultimately, under President Trump, the top priority of the United States Department of State will be the United States.
Rubio's confirmation vote could come Monday evening. CBS News Brief, I'm Michael Toscano.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're looking for a trip down TV memory lane and were a fan of the show Twin Peaks, this might pique your interest. The murder mystery drama set in the Pacific Northwest will be available on Blu-ray box set. In addition to all the seasons, there will be 27 hours of behind the scenes and extra features. The box set doesn't officially drop until February 3rd, but you can currently pre-order it on Amazon for a cool $56. Actors work odd jobs to pay rent before their big break. For actor David Schwimmer, one of the gigs included serving divorce papers after his freshman year in college, thanks to his lawyer mother. The Friends actor and star of the new show Goosebumps told Stephen Colbert he once served singer Rod Stewart with divorce papers. Apparently, Alana Stewart, Rod's wife at the time, no longer wanted his body or thought he was sexy. Goosebumps is available to stream on Peacock. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Bucks topple the Kings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks took command in the first quarter and beat the Sacramento Kings 130-115. Giannis Antetokounmpo with his 50th career triple-double on getting off to a fast start.
We had like a pace about us, I think, in the first quarter. And we would just make shots, too. I think we scored like 45 points, 47 points in the first light. So that's good.
In Madison, the Wisconsin Badgers beat the Ohio State Buckeyes 70-60. That was Greg Gard's 200th career win as head coach. Marquette on the road in Chicago went into overtime with DePaul, but pulled out an 85-83 win over the Blue Demons. In the NFL, Packers quarterback coach Tom Clements announcing he's decided to retire. He is 71 years old. Running back A.J. Dillon says he'll return stronger than ever. Dillon spent all of last season on IR with a neck stinger. He's set to become a free agent. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Snow and flurries will be likely in the overnight with our total accumulation an inch or less. Clouds will stay put and temperatures rising to the mid-20s by daybreak. Northwest winds will develop. They'll be gusty. Mostly cloudy, breezy Thursday, lower 30s. Right now, it's 19.
Matt Nair on air.
Robotaxis made by Zooks are slated to hit the streets of California later on this year. Rides will initially be free for people who agree to test it out. You go first. Wait,
have you ever wanted to drive in a four-person casket with no driver?
My biggest sticking point about this is the name. Zooks is a cartoon character.
Yeah. Do you think when he's driving, he's going...
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zanies next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning, we'll catch up with Melissa Kay from WFHR about Central Wisconsin news, and we'll talk to new state senator Jody Habish-Senekin.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning starting at 6.
Disinformation agents are popping up. WorldWar3.substack.com documenting this. It's pretty amazing. They've got the screenshots of all these. It's showing up on Blue Sky now, these Russian troll accounts. With their anti-Ukraine propaganda. There's a whole series of them that all say the exact same thing with names like Elia Smith and Robert J. Fuller and Ball and Lima and, you know, whatnot. But anyhow, here's the message. Trump's always been about deal-making, and I wouldn't be surprised if he sees a strategic alliance with Russia as a smart move to counter China's rise. And this is literally repeated with a whole bunch of different cartoons. Over and over and over again. it's really remarkable. I mean, it's just, you know, it's clear Trump sees the bigger picture. A strategic alliance with Russia will help us contain China's ambitions. Right. A strategic alliance with Russia under Trump could be the key to keeping China in check without escalating tensions. There's a whole bunch of these. I'm guessing that given that these are now the Russian talking points, this is the talking point that Russia is injecting into Blue Sky, and obviously, you know, if they're doing it on Blue Sky, they're doing it everywhere. That this is going to become one of the talking points we're going to hear from the GOP and from Donald Trump. It's going to be real interesting to see. Is Trump going to continue to kowtow to Putin? Is he going to continue to bow down to Vladimir Putin? Is he going to continue to act like he's just terrified by Vladimir Putin? Or is he going to stand up on his own 2 feet? Is he going to defend America's interests rather than Russia's interests? I mean, we don't know how this is going to play out. He's a lame duck. He's not going to be running for re-election. He's got enough scams running right now that he's got kind of unlimited cash coming in. He's got the nation's billionaires now, you know, walking up to him and handing him $1 million checks. You know, wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't you love to have, you know, Jeff Bezos walk up to you and say, hey, here's $1 million. And so, it may be that he no longer needs Putin. It may be that he no longer fears Putin because Putin can't blackmail him anymore. I mean, there's nothing Putin could say or do that's going to hurt Trump, really. Look at everything else that has been exposed. I mean, you know what? He hired some hookers in Moscow. I mean, everybody would shrug their shoulders. So I suspect there's a small chance that Trump may stand up to Putin. Now, if he doesn't, I won't be surprised. But Republicans all seem to be kind of holding their breath, waiting to hear which direction Trump's going to go when it comes to Putin and Ukraine and China and all this kind of stuff. It's going to be real interesting to see. We'll probably find out in a week or two. So what's on your mind? Picking up your calls, Jessica in Chicago. Hey, Jessica, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thank you for always helping us get through these stressful times.
Doing my best.
And I have to chime in on Pete Hess's confirmation. And Pete Hess needed to be taken seriously. I think his answers, I think more than two times he knew nothing and he would answer, I have to look under the hood. And my question is, did he major in auto mechanics at Princeton or did he even go to classes? He couldn't answer most questions and would say, I'll surround myself with smart people. He said that more than once. And he could not answer any of Tammy Duckworth's questions, which were great, about all the different countries. And Senator Reid was so thorough from the very start. He talked about his endless drunkenness, and Trump's fine with an alcoholic in charge of our country's military. And Senator Reid told how Hesed financially destroyed two FET organizations to the ground. And then the absence of FBI reports for the Democrats.
Right.
Never interviewing the woman who was raped and paid off to stay silent. And
The FBI did the same thing with Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a scandal, Jessica. And did you see Pam Bondi this morning doing the same little slippery,
Pam Bondi scares me. She refused to answer if she would go after Trump's enemies. She never answered that.
Exactly. Yep. Yep.
So I guess Biden does need to pardon a lot of people, maybe.
I think so, and I hope he does.
Yeah.
I would take one, too.
Yeah, he would not. Oh, I'm going to tell him what I call.
No, I don't think I need a pardon, but
it is so scary. She can't even answer that.
Yeah, it's not a good or healthy thing. It really isn't. Jessica, thanks for the call, and thanks for pointing it all out. That you did a great job. Mike in Lomita, California. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I'm just struck by the differences between these past wildfires we've had and the way it was not that many years ago.
Mm-hmm. Where is Lomita?
It's sort of in the harbor area of L.A.
Oh, okay. So you're in the greater L.A. area. So, yeah, okay. Keep going, Mike.
Well, one of the things I noticed is that this time, after this incident, we've had a lot of spontaneous aid efforts springing up, people using social media and organizing all sorts of giveaways for people who've been displaced.
Right.
Doing on a big scale what the Red Cross typically will do after people are burned out.
Yeah.
And it's been a real inspiration. A bunch of unions got together and made a food bank for one of the valleys up in the general area.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that are a real source of inspiration.
There are other changes. Yeah, this is an absolutely massive tragedy, Mike. I'm concerned. My biggest concern is what this is going to do psychologically to people. I mean, how many people are going to be the walking wounded, and what the consequences, particularly children, what the consequences of that will be a decade from now.
There was a young fellow on there news the other day who was almost a teenager, and talking about the sorts of fears he had about the place after seeing his classroom gutted so badly.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminded me of my own childhood when I was exposed to a picture of some wildland firefighters who'd all been burned, and, they're just charred corpses. Our family always went up the mountains for camping every summer, and that really bothered me until I got told, well, no, it's a different sort of a place and different sort of fire circumstances. But I can't help wondering what's going to happen with all these kids after this secure place that they've known so well.
I think we're going to have a lot of the walking wounded, and some of them are going to turn out really badly. Some of them are, they're going to have just trust problems their whole entire lives. I mean, their world has been turned upside down. Most of us have never had that experience. Thank God.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot like people who have survived a war.
Yeah. By the way, another difference from now and back when is that they've had to deal with homeless peoples, the populations that go down into river channels. And usually there's a problem with the fire department needing to do swift water rescues when the rainy season comes. And now I've got fire dislocations affecting homeless people.
Yeah, it's got to be a tough one, too. Mike, I need to move along. Thank you for the call, and thanks for raising a really important issue. I appreciate it. Al in Fayetteville, Tennessee. Hey, Al, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. And before I make my comment, I just wanted to thank you for your decades of hard work on progressive and liberal policies and politics.
Thank you, Al.
We're lucky to have you. I'm a Roosevelt Democrat, and I used to have a little program, co-hosted it and co-created it back in the 2000s called Democratic Talk Radio. We were on AM and FM for. Thank you. Thank you very much. We were on for many years and a lot of stations, and it was a lot of fun, and I do miss it. But what I wanted to ask you today was, I'm thinking about the political future of the Democratic Party and the left, and is there anyone, I know it's, you know, we haven't even got Trump inaugurated yet and all that, but is there anyone that you think that is the future of the Democratic Party and the progressive left?
You know, a lot of people point to Maxwell Frost or Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or Jasmine Crockett. I would put those three kind of at the top of my list. Interestingly, they're all people of color.
AOC would be my choice.
Yeah, and Gavin Newsom.
Gavin Newsom.
I think Gavin Newsom has a very good chance of becoming president in 4 years.
I do too.
And I believe that one of the reasons why we've got now six Republicans, of, you know, four senators and two members of the House, including the Speaker of the House, who've come out and said that they want to basically kneecap California. They want to put conditions on aid to California, disaster aid to California, is because they want to hurt Gavin Newsom. They want to turn Californians against him. And they see this as their opportunity. I mean, these people, as I said at the very beginning, I think are fundamentally evil.
I agree.
Al, thanks
Tom,
for the
keep
call.
Up the great work.
By the way, Al, who do you see as the future of the Democratic Party?
AOC and Gavin Newsom. I totally agree with you.
Okay, good. Thanks for the call. Good talking to you. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program, your media support group for We the People.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Speaking the truths, the multinational corporations and Mike Johnson would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back.
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
it? No, not at all.
In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbush Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina,
can you
tell us what you really think?
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life.
SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Everyone gets busy in the first months after the new year, and so it's wonderful having ShipStation here to help us take the chaos out of shipping and making it a smooth process. Plus, ShipStation will save you hours of work, which means you can focus on other parts of your business. You never have to worry about shipping and fulfillment again with ShipStation. It's super easy to automate tasks and manage orders in one simple dashboard. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers, with discounts up to 88% off UPS, DHL, Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. So what are you waiting for? 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, plus 98% of the companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Just go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial for this extraordinary shipping software. That's ShipStation.com, code TOM. Beneath those dollar ties, they twist the truth and bend the facts. It's all a grand disguise. Don't let them rot your mind away. Don't buy their alibis. Don't listen to Fox. So-called news. It's misleading. It's wrong. It's designed to confuse. It will watch your brain and make you mean. Turn off the noise. 15 minutes past the hour. Yeah, Fox. Oh, God. Max in Santa Cruz, California. Hey, Max, what's up? Max, watching Free Speech TV in Santa Cruz? Going once?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now. Hey, Max, what's up?
Okay. Yeah, I'm in Santa Cruz. I want to talk about these fires in L.A. And after hearing these last callers, I have to say a couple of things before I speak. One, everybody needs to reread their constitution, because it seems to me that nobody really knows what's going on in that document. People really need to restudy it. Two, as an immigrant, an African immigrant, I must say I'm quite offended by all of these people trying to speak up for the so-called plural Black and brown voices, like we can't speak for ourselves. So when it came up to the speaking about Hegseth being an alcoholic, I'm not a left or right guy. I'm an independent. But I must say that Joe Biden did hire a guy, Sam Brinton, who stole a Tanzanian woman's whole design clothes and actually tried to sport it. So when people try to talk about moralities and decent people in the White House, they need to cut this crap out, try to say, well, Biden was better, because he clearly didn't know who to choose. But when it comes to this fire, talk about Newsom as the next presidential candidate. That's a joke. He lost $24 billion for homeless. He also didn't allow for the water to be done so it could flow down south. He prevented the building of these reservoirs so that people could have water. Now, when it comes to the Senate...
I'm just not buying it, Max. You know, Gavin Newsom did not prevent the creation of reservoirs. And the reservoirs are all full with the exception of one up in Palisades that was being repaired that wasn't necessary for the firefighting. You know, take your Fox News-based BS to another program, please, Max. Anna in Atlanta. Hey, Anna, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi. I'm actually a little nervous about this. So I'm actually calling in because I work for CVS Aetna. So I can certainly say a lot about the kerfuffle with the Medicare and Medicaid the Medicare Advantage plans that Dr. Oz is pushing.
Mm-hmm.
As we know, United has gotten a ton of really terrible press, but CVS has also had a bunch of lawsuits February 6th, February 29th, and then the most recent one with the DOJ in Rhode Island. I'm actually a Substack writer. I have a Substack called Anonymous in Hell, where I detail a lot of this stuff and also try to walk people through their insurance paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
And I will just say, I will go to the wall about how horrible the health insurance is. Just to let you know, Aetna made CVS made $160 billion in profit in 2024.
In profit?
And they paid in profit.
That's like
profit.
What's left over after all expenses. That's
mind-boggling. I did, like I said, I write on the Substack is Anonymous in Hell. I do write on there frequently. And they made, like I said, made $160 billion in profit. Their revenue total was about $360 billion. They pay most of their workers less than $40,000 a year. And they impose metrics specifically to where it's almost like Amazon, where we're not allowed to leave our desks.
Wow. Wow. So that's amazing. Tell me about your Substack newsletter.
So it's a political Substack. Political mostly with that. So I do write about society as well. I just started this right around the time of Brian Thompson's murder.
Uh-huh.
Because I was kind of inspired to do something.
Right. You said the name, but it didn't make sense to me. Can you spell it or explain it?
Yes, absolutely. Anonymous in Hell.
Okay, .com or?
It's on Substack.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I can attest to you, and they are starting to use AI as well. I think about 30% right now of claims are being processed through AI. I'm not 100% sure about prior auth, but they don't treat their workers much better than they treat their members.
Oh,
at
it's Anonymous in Hell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. I just found it. I will subscribe to ANA.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get your headline on there fixed at the very top. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't have the name of your newsletter, FYI.
Oh, yeah, I got it fixed.
Yeah.
I'm still learning the whole process.
Yeah, no, I get it. Anna, thanks a lot for the call, and good luck with your newsletter. I wish you the very best. We'll be back with Congressman Pocan in just a moment.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hey, it's a new year and time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Now is the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may...
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Hey folks, Jimmy K here from Max Inc. Radio. Join me this weekend as I welcome Isaiah and the new people. Plus, Terry chats with jazz musician Janet Plant. It's Max Inc. Saturday and Sunday, 6 to midnight across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. In a tradition as old as the Republic, outgoing President Biden tonight had a farewell message to the nation.
He repeated some of his familiar themes.
People should be able to make as much as they can, but play by the same rules. Pay their fair share in taxes.
The president also outlined some of his accomplishments, referencing the infrastructure bill, for example.
It will take time to feel the full impact of all we've done together, but the seeds are planted.
But he also said there are some matters that give him great concern, like unchecked power, oligarchy, and an avalanche of misinformation and disinformation. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Israel's cabinet is expected to meet in a few hours to approve a ceasefire and hostage release deal with Hamas. In Tel Aviv, CBS News correspondent Remy Innocenzo looks at details of that deal.
Phase one would take effect this Sunday and